Unit 12. Astro Boy and the DART Mission. Astro Boy is a sci-fi masterpiece created by Osamu Tezuka. For those of you not familiar with the character, the boy robot uses nuclear power to propel himself, and he has human-like emotions. From 1963 to 1966, it was broadcast on TV as Japan's first domestically produced animated series. The last episode, which aired on New Year's Eve in 1966, is very sad but moving. As Earth's last chance to avoid destruction, Astro Boy guides a rocket into the sun to suppress its deadly rays. The DART mission reminds us of that last episode of Astro Boy. Although the animation was not based on reality, if the technology used in the DART mission had been available at that time, Astro Boy wouldn't have had to sacrifice his life by plunging into the sun. While it has been established that the sun should remain stable for several billions of years into the future, there is a real threat that an asteroid could impact Earth in the much nearer future, which has the potential of being an extinction-level event for humanity. As a result of this concern, NASA developed a mission called DART, Double Asteroid Redirection Test, to see if it would be possible to alter the course of an asteroid with a kinetic impact millions of kilometers before it could potentially reach Earth. On November 24, 2021, the DART spacecraft was successfully launched from Vandenberg Space Force Base in California on a SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket. It should be noted that this mission was a test of technology and that the target asteroid was not a potential threat to Earth. The initial stage of the mission concluded on September 26, 2022, with a head-on collision of the DART spacecraft with the target asteroid Dimorphos, diameter 160 meters, which is a smaller moonlit asteroid revolving around the larger asteroid Didymus, diameter 780 meters. Didymus means twin in Greek, which explains the word double in the mission's name. The objective of a head-on impact was to slow the transit of Dimorphos around Didymus, thereby allowing gravity to gradually pull the two bodies closer to each other. It was determined that lowering the orbit in this way would most likely assure that Dimorphos would not fly off in a random direction, possibly towards Earth. After analysis of data obtained from the first 2 weeks of both space and ground-based observations, it was estimated that the asteroid's transit was shortened by about 32 minutes, which resulted in a fairly substantial change in the orbit of Dimorphos around Didymus. This was clearly a resounding achievement for the tiny spacecraft, as mission success was initially determined to be a change of 73 seconds or more. In the future, we should be able to alter the course of a rogue asteroid in our solar system to deflect it in any direction we desire, long before it could be a danger to Earth. Just as Astro Boy was able to save Earth from certain doom, there is now hope that one day we can save Earth from the impact of a potentially life-ending asteroid, thanks to the DART mission.